No, anytime you get a 5-on-3, it doesn't happen often. So, especially in a game like that, you want to capitalize. So, that just kind of swinging, whacking, kicking, whatever you can do to get the puck in the net, I guess, is. And like I said, you need to capitalize. I thought as of late, our special teams has been pretty good, but. Like I said, you definitely need to capitalize in a game like that.
What do you think you've been able to have such a nose for the net, especially as a rookie here?
Yeah, I think just growing up, I think you watch guys like Luke Robitaille or just guys like that growing up, that's how you score goals. You got to go to the front of the net, and I learned that from a pretty young age, obviously not being the biggest player ever, and I've obviously still hear that to this day. It doesn't really bother me, but try to get to the net, and like I said, you got to put the puck across the goal line somehow, whether it's batting it in or just getting your body in paint. So that's how I found my success, and obviously it helps playing with the guys that can get the puck to the net as well.
Got a 2-0 lead, and then they tie it and win it. What do you think they did to take back the game here?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I think I thought we probably won the first period, and we won the third period, and I thought they just had a better second period, honestly. I think that's kind of been our problem a lot this year. Is we got to play a full 60. Can't take any shift off or any part of the game off. And I think that just shows what a tough league this is. And you can't take any night off, that's for sure. So I think we just got to play complete 60. And like I said, I thought we had a good first and good third. And we can only control what we control, and that's how hard we work.
Is that a lot of chance in that third period? Is it just a matter of taking advantage of those chances?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just got to bear down. Like I said, it's a tough league, and every team's a good team. And when you do get chances, you got to find a way to bury. And it's definitely our goal is getting pucks to the net and getting to the net. So, like I said, I thought we did a pretty good job in the first and the third, and just kind of took the second off, I guess, which obviously can happen.
It's gotta be frustrating. Another game where the 2 points were there and you couldn't get them.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not fun. Tough pill to swallow. I think I don't take losing very easily, but like I said before, the sun comes up tomorrow, and good thing is we got a rematch tomorrow. So I know people say kind of just forget after 20 minutes, but I think I'm the type of guy that sticks with me. I can never forget losses, so I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but it's nice having the back-to-back and an opportunity to kind of give it back tomorrow.
Must be a little different for you coming from Portland last year with several years of winning there.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously not winning as much this year. It's been obviously a big adjustment.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest thing. I think I didn't really know what to expect coming in, obviously. First-year guy, new team. But I think, like I said before, you can only worry about what you can control. And I think I've said that all year, is just I got to worry about myself. And as long as I'm working hard and trying to get better every day, as cliche as that sounds, it's all you can control. And I think every game, just got to keep pushing it and trying to get better.
Not to take anything away with what Comrie's done here, were you excited to have Hellebuck back?
Yeah, I think so. Except for those frosted tips, were pretty tough to look at. I think he lost a bet when he was up there with the Jets. But no, all jokes aside, obviously he's a really good goalie, and Clums has been unbelievable thus far for us. So anytime you get another guy like that, just adds a little bit extra confidence, I'd say. So yeah, it's definitely nice to have him back.
Chase, what did you think of the retro game?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think you look up in the rafters and see Kinner's name up there, and obviously the history that the old school Moose have here, and obviously all the fan support was huge, and it was pretty cool getting to wear those jerseys.
How about that music? Were you able to recognize it, or is it too old school?
My dad likes that kind of old school music, so I knew a couple songs, but no, in the game you just try to focus and not try to pay attention too much to that, but it was definitely really special getting to wear those jerseys tonight.